we start this.
I don't even remember.
Welcome back.
Hello.
It's been 2 weeks, but it feels like it's been a month. Last week we had a sick week, a sick day. I was actually
a
sick
mental
on
health week, okay?
Yeah, I was actually sick on Tuesday, so there was no way that we were going to be able to record something and have me throw it together and put it up on Tuesday. So we're back and we're recharged.
Yes.
We wish. But I feel like it's been a really long 2 weeks, and I feel like a lot has happened, but like nothing at all has happened. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But let's start with the question of the week.
Oh boy.
This week it's on you, girl.
Yeah, so we're just gonna get straight to the point here. On a scale of 1 to 10, how stressed are we?
Oh, what a great question. I'm thinking like a 2. No, I'm just kidding. I'm probably like a 9.5 stressed. Yeah, I'm probably like at a 9.5 stress level, especially today. I feel like everything that's related to our move is going wrong right now. That has kind of made me a little bit stressed too. What about you? A scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, like same. A solid 9.5. Maybe even a 9.8.
9.8.
I don't know. We're getting up there. It's literally just by the day.
It could be worse. I could think of a few other things that could completely go wrong. I'm giving it a little wiggle room.
Or yeah, we're just gonna hope for the best here and not even.
So we'll give a little bit of an update for our moving situation, because I feel like that's gonna be the like baseline chronicle of our podcast for the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Just because that is like the biggest, most stressful thing that's going on in our lives right now. And hopefully we'll be able to consistently put out episodes, but we'll see. It might be a little bit spotty here and there. But since the last time we talked, we have now officially found a place.
Hallelujah.
Which is so great, because we basically have to be out in less than 2 weeks.
No, literally like a week and a half.
And so we kind of found something like in the nick of time, and it's a pretty cute place. We had to sacrifice a few things that we know that we wanted, but then we're also hopefully just going to be in a better place, in a better area. We really, really like the area of it. It's a little bit more wooded. It's more of like a small community, and it is in town near a lot of other places, like within walking distance of a lot of places that we enjoy going to as well. So hopefully a few of the things that we have had to give up will be worth it for the things that we are getting in return, I suppose.
Right.
We're actually still waiting to hear back. Like, today is Sunday that we're recording this, and we applied for this place sometime early mid-week last week,
mm-hmm.
and we were bugging them so hardcore, because I feel like they were taking forever.
So long.
So we were bugging them hardcore about our results and whatever, yeah. And we were really anxious about it, because this was the first time that basically since my first 2 or so places in college that I lived in on my own, that I was afraid we were not going to get accepted, because times are tough right now, especially when you're in a position like us where you're making commission, like paychecks are not the same, credit scores are not the same, things are just not the same. So we were actually both very worried that we were not going to get approved, and I think we just barely got approved, which I'll take it. Barely
take it.
Still counts.
Yeah.
So hopefully we will get that all settled and figured out, because we did get our acceptance letter on Friday at 5 p.m.
Literally at the end of the day.
Exactly. So there was no way for us to continue to contact with the lady in the office back and forth. So hopefully tomorrow on Monday we will get back to her, because she did have a few conditions and some questions, and we're going to get all that settled, and then hopefully it will be smooth sailing for the rest of the day, and we can figure out everything else that we wanted to get together, like time off of work, which we have realized is going to be way more of a pickle than we thought it was going to be, and hiring movers, which a lot of people are like, okay, you're struggling financially, why do you want to pay people to move for you when you can rent a truck and ask your friends to help you move for free?
Right.
But this is just something that we did last year that we loved, and we really do think that it is worth every single penny to hire movers. We pack everything ourselves. We move all of the items that we think are valuable or fragile, anything that we would be upset that would be lost, broken, or stolen, I suppose. And then we move those items ourselves, and we let them basically take care of like the big things and the furniture and anything that's heavy. Especially since we are going to be up on a top floor apartment, which is very exciting.
I know.
And that'll be nice for the podcast too, because we won't be hearing anyone above us.
Oh my god.
If you haven't heard us say this in every episode our upstairs neighbors are so loud. And that's just life. That's just apartment life. We have never once ever even thought about asking them to keep it down.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how it is. Like, we can hear them when they're trying to be quiet. That's just what apartment life is like. And they have kids, they have a big dog, so it's really just, it's not their fault. Like, we're not going to tell their kids to stop playing during the day, but it will be really nice to be up on the second floor with no one above us. Things will be a little bit quieter, and then we'll be the loud ones making all the noise.
I can't wait.
So that's another exciting thing that we get this time around that we were looking for last time around that we had to sacrifice. So we've kind of had to flip-flop on, like, the things that we've wanted, and...
Yeah, we definitely didn't get everything on our list, but...
Right. I don't think we can for our budget price that we're looking for.
I really don't.
Because we're trying to really keep it as low as possible. Exactly. Broke ass hoes. But hopefully, by the time this podcast goes live on Tuesday, we will have a lot more things figured out, organized, set, and ready to go, and there'll be a little bit less for us to stress about. We have gathered probably all of our packing supplies that we need, and we've been slowly getting through things and slowly packing things up. We've only packed up probably like less than 10 boxes so far, collectively.
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't be able to tell, because if you walked into our apartment right now, you'd be like, wow, you've made a really huge mess.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like you've only packed like 7 boxes, but it's just one of those things where it gets worse before it gets better.
Oof.
So fingers crossed that we can get all the time off that we feel like we need to pack everything up, have our moving day, come back, clean up this apartment, and start getting things unpacked and ready to jump back into real life once we're in the new place.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the update on that for now. We'll update things a little bit more next week or whenever the next episode is going to be. Like I said, who knows how much free time we're going to have with all the shenanigans that are going on with moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty soon in the next few weeks, I think we're going to talk about our moving story, moving into here, and possibly moving out, even though we're giving kind of details play by play with that. But like I said in a previous episode, I don't want to talk too much shit and put in so much bad juju in this place while we're still living in it. I kind of want to wait until it's all done, but pretty much the first, like, week or so that we moved here, we realized, oh, some of these things are not quite right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And then my situation with my apartment when we were moving in here, I, like, almost forget how chaotic that was. Why don't I talk about the story of my previous apartment that I lived in before I moved into this place?
Okay.
Because that is, oh God, I hope I can remember everything, but that was kind of a whirlwind. So my last place that I lived in when we were not living together before we moved into this place.
Yeah.
So it was in the same area. It was the first place that I had lived when I moved up here from my hometown and started working at the job that we are currently at now where we met. And that is the first time I had ever re-signed a lease, ever. I have moved every single year since I was 18. I have lived in at least one different place every single year. So I've done a lot of moving in my day. This last place was the very first time I had ever re-signed a lease. And then like 6 months later, I broke it because it lined up with when your lease was ending. And we were like, let's do this. Let's move in together. We can't both live in one bedroom apartments. We can't afford that.
Yeah.
We need to live with a roommate.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to break my lease. It was the first time I had ever done it. It ended up up not necessarily, the act of me breaking the lease ended up not being a big deal, but how what was going on with management at the time ended up being kind of a shit show. For anyone who hasn't broken a lease, you have to give like so much days notice and yada yada yada. So I gave them a big chunk notice. I think you have to give 30 days, but I gave them 60 days. Mm-hmm. So basically, I said that I was going to move out around the time that your lease was going to be up. I don't remember us having as much trouble finding a place last year as we did this year. I feel like we found something a lot earlier. I feel like we didn't look at as many places, and we were not hitting as many dead ends last year.
Yeah, no, for real.
And actually, what's funny is, last year, when we moved into this place, I didn't see it. You toured the model unit, mm-hmm. and you were like, it's great, let's
super
do it.
Great.
And I was like, perfect, I trust you. And that basically happened this time, too. I had to work, and you were able to tour the place that we just applied for, that we're going to be moving into, and took a video of the actual unit. And we've been rewatching that video like crazy to figure out where we're going to put everything, because we are moving into a place that's a little bit smaller. So we're going to have to be strategic about where we put things. But anyway, I give them the notice. They say, okay, that's fine. I contact whoever was listed as the manager on their website. Mm-hmm. My apartment at the time, on their website, the manager and her email was attached. I don't even remember her name. Let's call her Megan. Mm-hmm. So I emailed Megan, the property manager, and I said, hey, I've had a great time living here for the past year and a half. I am going to break my lease. I'm going to be moving out this date. Let me know if you need anything from me. Thank you so much. I had read through my lease and realized that it was going to be 1.5 times the monthly rent for me to break my lease, plus whatever prorated rent I, you know, needed to pay up until my move out day. Mm-hmm. So they basically just said, oh, we're just going to need a forwarding address, and we're going to need your move out fee, which is 1.5 times rent. And I think that was pretty much it. So I say, I think at the time that I had put in my notice, I said, I don't have a forwarding address quite yet. I'll let you know. And I think pretty soon afterwards, we found our place. We knew our address. And so I sent it their way. I didn't hear anything for a while, and we came close to having that like move out time, and I email again, and I'm like, hey, just want to make sure everything's like lined up, good to go. Okay, first of all, let me just say, when I renewed my lease, there was a glitch in the system. I thought I had renewed my lease online, everything went through, and it was great. And I got a call one day basically saying, it looks like your lease renewal hasn't gone through. You're going to need to send it through again, or otherwise you are going to be changed to a month-to-month lease, mm-hmm. and your new month-to-month rent is going to be $3,000. And I was like, well, you better fix that, because I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah. You're like, the fuck you think you're doing?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I say to Megan, like 60 days. I gave plenty of time. I had said, I'm going to terminate my lease early at this date. You know, I've decided it's best for me financially to move in with a roommate. I'm prepared to pay the early termination fee. Please let me know. Please let me know when and by what means you would like me to pay it. Thank you for understanding, and let me know if you have any questions. All the best, Taylor. Quote, that's literally what I wrote in the email, the very first email that I sent. So Megan emails me back and says, I am no longer managing at this apartment. Like I said, her name and her email was listed as the apartment manager on their website, so they hadn't updated it. She said, I am no longer managing there. Mm-hmm. However, I did forward your email to the new manager. Let's call her Amanda.
Okay.
We're so sorry to see your go. Your lease break fee is 1.5 times your rent. It's due before your move out date. Please provide Amanda with your new mailing address. That's what she needed from me. And I said, I appreciate you letting me know and forwarding the email. I will email Amanda separately and let her know my address. So I did, I suppose at the time, I had already had the address figured out, so we knew right away where we were going to be moving. We definitely had our shit together earlier. So I email Amanda separately, and I say, you know, I've previously been emailing with Megan. She did let me know that she was no longer the manager. However, I think I should let you guys know that she is still listed as your manager on the website. Here is my new mailing address. Let me know if you need anything else from me. And she said, thank you for your mailing address, and thank you for letting us know you will be moving. Not a huge deal. They did not make me feel guilty or to swindle me into anything for breaking my lease. So I think I said that my last day was going to be September 15th. And we ended up moving September 6th. I asked her on September 10th, I wanted to ask you if I could pay my termination fee with a personal check, or would a money order be preferred? Thank you, Taylor. Because usually, you know, if you're a lot of apartments these days, I feel like have electronic payments. But when you give them in the beginning, like your deposit, your holding fee, or this, that, the other, they always want some, like a money order, cashier's check. And so you usually aren't writing personal checks, I feel like, especially if you're working with a bigger complex, maybe that's run by a company. So I wanted to see, you know, it's easier for me to do personal check. Can I do a personal check? That's all I wanted to know. Can I do a personal check?
Right.
And then I get a message delivery error saying, like, this message cannot be sent to this address to this new manager, Amanda. And I must have that day or the next day or something called the office and just said, I left a message and I said, hey, I've been trying to get a hold of the manager, Amanda. I'm getting an error message. I have a question. I'm moving out early and breaking my lease. I just want to know, you know, I have to have everything paid and ready to go in less than a week, and I want to know how I can pay all this off. At, by what means? Like, what form of payment would you like me to give you? And I think it took them a few days to get back to me. Also, mind you, I was thinking, wow, okay, they went through another manager now,
yeah,
I guess.
Right.
Megan is still listed as the manager at this point. 1 month later, since I have asked, or 1 month later after she told me I no longer manage this apartment, her name is still listed on the website. And I read the reviews later about the apartment, like the Google reviews, which I guess you should do first, but I did it while I was moving. And this person said, I've lived here for 2 years and they've gone through 8 different managers. And I was like, oh, okay, so this is a regular thing.
Like, what?
Anyway, someone from the office eventually gets back to me and they say, sorry, things have been really crazy and like hectic in the office because we don't know where Amanda is. She's not answering any calls. We haven't seen her in days. She literally just dropped off the face of the earth. And so they're scrambling, trying to figure out how to run this place without a manager. And also figuring out, where is Amanda? Is she alive? Is she okay? Is she gonna come back? I have not heard to this day any information about that. But basically this woman is like re-asking me all these questions. And I'm like, I did this. I did that. I told this. I told that. And I keep asking over and over again, can I pay my early termination fee with a personal check? That's all I wanted to know. I had everything else figured out. This person that I was talking to in the office, who was very nice, I'm sure was extremely stressed about everything that was going on, was just like not answering my question and basically saying like, oh, I have all this information on file. I keep saying, do you want me to give you my mailing address again? Oh no, we should have that on file. Do you want me to forward you all the emails that I have sent to the two other managers? Oh no, we should have all that on file. And I feel like I was just getting re-asked these questions. I'm like, didn't I just ask you yesterday if you wanted that information? You said, no, it's on file. And now you're asking me for it today. And so then it comes to literally the evening of my last day, like the 15th. Still no one has gotten back to me through email, through phone call, about can I pay my early termination fee with a personal check. I hand wrote a letter that said, I have been asking for over a week now through email, through phone calls, if I can pay my early termination fee with a personal check. I have not received any information about whether or not I can do that. So here's Here's a personal check for my early termination fee. Let me know if you have any questions. Wrote down my contact information. Wrote down my new mailing address again, even though they probably asked me for it 3 times, even though they kept saying, no, we're good. Like, we have it on file. Here is my letter that I wrote. The evening of the last day of my lease, according to when I said I was going to terminate my lease early. To whom it may concern, here are my apartment keys and early termination fee. I tried to email Amanda several days ago to ask if a personal check would be an appropriate form of payment, but received a system failure email as a reply. I called the office several times and left several voicemails over the past few days asking the same question with no reply. A personal check is the most convenient form of payment for me, so if it is an issue, please give me a call and let me know if you have any questions. All the best, Taylor Peters, my apartment number, my phone number, and my forwarding mailing address. So I put that handwritten letter and my keys and my check, and I put it in the mail. And I think I'm not getting the timeline right because I think no one contacted me and let me know, oh, Amanda's missing, until after I sent that in.
Yeah.
Because I got the system failure notice on the 10th, and that letter was dated the 12th. So I called for 2 days. I think I probably called several times a day for 2 days and left a message every single time, and no one ever got back to me until I turned that in. And then I got an email saying, personal check is fine. And then someone was calling me for my mailing address. Did you submit a 30-day notice? Yes, I did. I submitted a 60-day notice, actually. All this other stuff. And it was just like a shit show. And then I think like 4 months later, actually, sometime in December, so a couple months later, I get a message from the old apartment saying something along the lines of, we have your security deposit that we're trying to mail back to you. We don't have a forwarding address on file.
Like, how many times do you need my fucking address?
Like, I gave it to you so many times. I asked you if you would need it so many times. And you're supposed to send a refund of someone's security deposit within 30 days of them moving out. And they got it to me in December.
Like, hello?
When we moved in the middle of September. And I think it was literally just sitting in the office and they didn't know where to send it, and no one, like, took the reins on giving me a call and figuring that out. And I was like, oh my god, the drama of this place just never leaves me.
The drama.
I'm like, so even if you live alone, there's still drama. There's still housing drama.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any sort of story or experience that you want to tell about a past living situation? I feel like I have so much more, because I went to a state university, and I lived in dorms, and I lived in co-ops, and I lived in college towns.
Yeah, I never did that, so I don't think I've even gotten the worst that there could be.
I've had up to, like, 14 roommates before in a co-op. I've shared a tiny little dorm room with someone. My last place that I lived in college, my roommate and I ended things very poorly.
Oh boy.
Oh man, it was a struggle.
I mean, that's just like living with females sometimes. It can be really hard, especially when you're living in an actual co-op like that.
Oh yeah, especially the more you share and the smaller the space is, the harder it is.
Totally.
That's why we are very adamant about having our own bathrooms.
Yeah.
That's the secret. You say something or share something or sing a song. I feel like I've talked this entire episode.
Okay, well, I don't even know. Like, obviously, my experiences with past roommates have sucked. I've literally told everyone, like, I'm very open about it, that I've had some really terrible roommate situations, and I've made it very clear that Taylor's by far been, like, the best roommate, because, like we said, like, we can understand, we're pretty flexible. I mean, I guess they're all really good learning situations, so that's good. I don't think I've had any, like, really horrible, like, move-out situations like I have this time around.
I was gonna say, we might have one now.
No,
oh, yeah,
I know.
Your last time was kind of bad, too.
Last time
we were kind of going through it before we got here.
Oh, yeah. There was just so much going on for both of us, and I felt like it did kind of just, like, work itself out, which we were really hoping it did this time, too, which so far, like, thank God it has.
Eventually it will. It always does.
Totally, exactly. So, I mean, as stressful as it is, I mean, it's good to just kind of, like,
I know,
be like, okay, we just gotta write it out.
Yeah, no, I think both of our ends, we don't even really remember all the shit that was going on before we moved. Like, we stop and we think, oh my god, yeah, that's right, that happened last year when we were trying to move. So eventually this will be the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, well,
let's end it here, because we gotta pack some shit.
I know. We'll obviously have an update next week. More of an update after we hear back.
Yeah, we still, like I said, haven't gotten a lot of solid conversation from the office, so hopefully we'll hear about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we will give you guys another update the next few weeks.
Yeah.
And that'll be that.
That will be all for now.
That'll be all for now. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week. Oh. Thank you and good night.
Good night.